Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Andrew Kramer, the Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Andrew, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So Case Keenum has had a terrific run. So what next? What's next year? What does next year hold because of the quarterbacks that you have?
Yeah, that's a very intriguing question because the Vikings currently only have one quarterback under contract next season. That's Kyle Sloter. That's not Sam Bradford. It's not Teddy Bridgewater. It's not Case Keenum. And so it really poses an intriguing situation for this NFC North champion team, which has done it off the arm of Case Keenum on offense. And he's played the best streak, bar none, of his career, the best season of his career in the NFL. And the question the Vikings have to answer is this a fluke, a phenomenon, 1 year for Case Keenum, or is this who he is? I think you've seen some games this season where the Vikings have kind of had to bring him along on defense anyway. The defense having to drag the offense in some games, whether it was against Baltimore or Cleveland. There were just some games where Case Keenum wasn't the guy who was necessarily powering this team through. And so that poses the question, is he going to get the most money? The Vikings are certainly going to want to keep him around, but the question is he going to get a better offer elsewhere? And I think that could be possible in 4 months here.
So the question we were posing before the top of the hour was, if the Packers come back healthy next season and the Vikings are healthy next season and all these teams, as we all know, have this optimistic outlook, but who then becomes the front runner in the division next year? Does it go back to being just because Aaron Rodgers is healthy, you give it to the Packers? Or do you look at this and say, wait a minute, defense proved itself over and over again with a above average quarterback in Minnesota. Therefore, Minnesota rightfully has their place.
Yeah, you can't ignore what the Vikings defense has built here and what Mike Zimmer has done with this defense. They've become one of the NFL's best in every facet. What was missing from them last year was their run defense, and now they've rounded that out. They're top, I believe they're number two in the NFL. And when they're playing both ways, pass and ground, as well as they're playing, you're right, you can't ignore what the Vikings have built, even if Aaron Rodgers comes back fully healthy to start next season. So I think this point, you got to feel like it's much more of a toss-up in the division than it was a couple years ago when the Vikings first won the division at Lambeau Field, and you still felt like, okay, a young Teddy Bridgewater, this still feels like the Packers division, even though the Vikings had taken it then. This time around, this defense has grown up. They've got four Pro Bowlers. They've got, well, they feel like they should have a lot more. And they've got a lot of talent on this team that they didn't have a couple years ago. So I think it's much more of a coin flip heading into next year than it felt like it was a couple years ago.
And you thought that when, say, Dalvin Cook went down, that run game would evaporate and then it would be all on Case Keenum and he'd throw all these picks and there'd be all these problems. And that hasn't panned out either. I mean, it's great that they've been able to sustain, but you also have Dalvin Cook, most likely coming back next year. Now, how healthy he's going to be, we'll have to wait and see, but they still have weaponry that's sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, and really what's powered this offense, we talk about Case Keenum, but it is kind of the passing game is built off the run game. They run a lot of play action. At one point, a couple of weeks ago, it would have been Case Keenum was tops in the league in terms of passer rating off play action. That's what they can do with Latavius Murray, what they do with Jerick McKinnon in the running game, and the zone scheme that they built around them. It's worked out really, really well, and it looked like it was going to work out really well with Dalvin Cook this year. Now, going into next year, you get him fully healthy by training camp, which is their expectation. This offense is still going to be powered through its running game, regardless of who's the quarterback.
How confident are they now that, obviously the town's got to be a buzz because you have a legitimate shot at getting deep into the postseason or, God forbid, being a participant in the Super Bowl in your own stadium. And I want to get clarification on this, and I'm sure somebody there has asked you, but my understanding is the NFL comes in, they completely take over for the Super Bowl. It's a neutral site, so therefore, let's just say the Vikings get there, that horn will not be a part of the festivities, correct?
I believe it will not be. Yes, okay. The NFL takes over pretty much every aspect of the game broadcast, everything. So they won't have the Gala horn, I believe, if the Vikings are playing in that game. But there is word that the Vikings would still be able to use their home facilities, even though they're technically the AFC team is the home team in the Super Bowl. And so there might be some consternation there should the Vikings actually reach that point.
I was going to say, speaking on behalf of fans that hate that damn horn, thank God.
So, you're not alone, I'm sure.
So coming into this game, word is Aaron Rodgers not playing. So I guess what is the confidence level of this Vikings team right now, already have beaten the Green Bay Packers at home once this year?
It's very high. You go in the Viking locker room and you talk to guys, and even when they bring up the Anthony Barr hit and some potential questions of retribution and revenge from whether it's Packers fans spitting vitriol or maybe Packers players looking to get some revenge on Anthony Barr for that hit on Aaron Rodgers, Vikings players say they are not worried about it. One offensive lineman said, "I don't really think the word hostile and Wisconsin go together." So they're just not worried. They're very confident. They're not worried about any kind of a hostile atmosphere at Lambeau Field. And maybe there's some overconfidence to that. Who knows? But this Vikings team is not really fretting too much. I think Linval Joseph said earlier this week, the nose tackle for the Vikings, he said, "I want to play Aaron Rodgers because at least it'll be more of a challenge."
Talking with Andrew Kramer, Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune. In that sense, is there a belief or a stigma that Lambeau Field has lost its home field luster?
No, because only when they're out of the playoffs, and two, they're playing without Aaron Rodgers. I think that's where the confidence from the Vikings team is coming from, because they very much remember last year. They remember going there into Lambeau last year and getting their butts whooped. Aaron Rodgers had 300 yards almost and three touchdowns by halftime of that game at Lambeau Field last year. So the Vikings do know, and they are very aware of how things can go south quickly. But with just the way these two teams are set up right now, they have all the confidence going into Saturday's game. I think this one's a little more of an anomaly, especially because it's the first time, I think, in 9 years the Packers are out of the playoffs.
Yeah, this is something that's relatively odd for Packers and their fans. But for the Minnesota Vikings, not only are they playing just obviously a divisional rival, but they're still a legitimate shot at getting home field advantage throughout, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. If the Eagles end up somehow losing the last two games and the Vikings win out, they'll be at the number one seed. So they don't have the tiebreaker with Philadelphia by way of conference record, but if the Vikings were to get that two-game advantage on them with two games left, they'd get that number one seed. But all they have to do, the Vikings, is win these next two, and they got the number two seed in a first-round bye.
Yeah, let's see here, because the Eagles play what? They have Oakland coming to town this weekend, and then they get – because their last two games are at home, where they have Oakland and Dallas, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I believe they host Dallas at the end. And so Nick Foles throwing four touchdown passes last week against the Giants. I mean, who knows kind of how that – what I like about Philadelphia is how well-rounded they are as a team, and they seem like, much like the Vikings, a team that can handle a quarterback injury. So the Vikings aren't necessarily assuming they're going to get that number one seed. I think they're just gunning for the first-round bye at this point.
Go back to the quarterback situation. You get Teddy Bridgewater makes an emotional return, and the fans obviously give him a rousing round of ovation. What was that like for him? And even though he does throw the tipped ball and the pick on his first pass and such, what kind of a monumental moment for, as bad as that knee had looked at one point in time, to him making it all the way back into the NFL, what was that like for him?
It was so cool. It was so cool for everybody involved, and especially just to see Teddy getting a little emotional on the sideline. Kind of, you could tell he was trying to hide it, that he was going to go into the game. There was a moment right after the third quarter ended and the Vikings had it in the bag. I believe they were up 27-0 at that point. Mike Zimmer walked over to Teddy Bridgewater, and you could tell, I'm guessing that was the moment when he told him he was going to go in, but they had a very brief moment. You could tell Teddy just kind of sat there and kind of collected himself. And it was very cool because you could hear the Teddy chants really starting from the Vikings sideline. Case Keenum, the starting quarterback, really getting his arms in the air and chanting for Teddy. And just everything he's gone through in the 13, 14 months it took him to get back onto the practice field from a dislocated knee, multiple torn ligaments, the massive reconstruction that had to go on inside of that left knee. For him to be back on an NFL field, it was just really, really cool to see. And to be at home, too, in a rousing blowout victory, it was an atmosphere that I think is going to rival that of even a playoff game, just because of how cool, that moment was. And everybody feels like they know Teddy, just based on everything he's done in the community for fans, children. It was just really cool because people not only love the player, Teddy Bridgewater, but they feel like they know the person and love the person as well.
Andrew, appreciate it as always. Thanks for coming on and breaking it down for us. Real quick, in 30 seconds, what's it like there right now, obviously getting all the preparation ready for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's a frenetic atmosphere. It really is. I think people are trying to figure out kind of what to expect. They keep hearing the numbers, millions of people, you know, a million people coming in the 2 weeks. But I think right now they're just hoping that this Vikings team is going to be playing in it come February.
Always good to chat, man. We'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Appreciate it. There you go. Andrew Kramer, Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.